Tell us, are you still buzzing from last week's start against the Red Sox? You had a lot of people here jumping and then got pretty quickly out of town. So I hope you know folks are still talking about it. How do you view it in retrospect as a real kind of here I am moment in the major leagues? It was really something.
Yeah, man, for sure. It was pretty special. to go out there and take the no-hitter into the seventh, it was definitely one of my better starts. It's not the best one. Had a bunch of great plays behind me by the defense. Me and Navarro were on a pretty good roll, and he's gotten to know me pretty well, and we've been able to mix my pitches up and keep hitters off balance. So it was just awesome, more importantly, too, to get the win and kind of to get us rolling and hopefully get on a little streak here.
It was cool to be there. We were both there, and you're into the game. Obviously, you can see the score line up there, and there's no hits, but I thought, you come out for that sixth inning, and the game was kind of out of reach, but there was a real buzz surrounding, a possible no-hitter that I hadn't heard in that building for a long time. Did you feel that energy?
Yeah, it was almost like a quiet feel. Yeah, for sure. And it was awesome. I didn't really realize it until I sat down after the sixth. Actually, I looked up there, and I was like, wow, there's zeros on the board. It was pretty crazy. But it was fun. It's awesome. It just lets you know that you and your catcher are on the same page, and you're mixing your pitches, and you're keeping hitters off balance, and really just keeping my team in the game to get a win.
Marcus Stroman, our guest on Brady and Walker. So it's easy for us to tell you. You already know this. 14 innings without a run given up in the last two games. That's post All-Star break, but really before the All-Star break, outside of the Angels start, a lot of things didn't go well on the road trip for your entire team. But before that, it just felt like you'd found your groove in the previous three starts, going back to the Yankees start in mid-June. Did you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I'm settling pretty well. I'm confident every time I go out there that I can go those 6-7 innings, keep my team in the game. But yeah, it's all about confidence and finding your pitches and being able to mix and having a game plan going into the game. So I feel like I've been doing all those things pretty well and just looking forward to keep doing it. And I'm excited for my start tomorrow against Boston here in Fenway.
Was April tough to be patient? I look at it and spring training, we can judge too much or judge too little, but it was going to be a dogfight to get one of the starting spots on this squad. Jay Happ was fighting for it. Dustin McGowan was fighting for it. When you look back, you were disappointed probably not to come all the way up to the major leagues, but was that a good month in Buffalo to prep you for everything else that's happened?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, I wanted to make the team out of spring training. That was my number one goal. It didn't happen, but I wasn't discouraged at all. Kind of just used that to go to AAA and develop my pitches, kind of get settled in and do everything I can to make sure that I'm ready to contribute at the big league level. And that's exactly what I did. And then I felt like that kind of sprung me into the big leagues and helped me a lot.
Marcus Stroman, our guest on Brady and Walker. I'm sure you paid attention, like you followed it from a distance last year, but this team really had trouble behind the plate with the catchers they employed. And this year, everyone with the exception of Josh Tolley is new. We know what Deonna Navarro can do with the bat, but it's always difficult when you're watching on TV or at the games to kind of quantify what impact a guy like that has on a pitcher. What's been the biggest difference pitching to that guy as opposed to other guys you have?
Yeah, it's been awesome. he's gotten to know me really well, and he's an unbelievable catcher with a ton of experience. So he's a veteran presence who's been around for a while. And we're at the point now where I'm rarely shaking off pitches in a game. He's throwing it down, and I'm throwing it. So the connection is there. And that goes unnoticed a lot of times, but I think it's probably the most important thing is the relationship between pitcher and catcher. It's huge. It's huge to have that.
Can you tell when maybe a catcher is not as aggressive or lets you call more of the shots as opposed to someone that takes charge?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's more. He's more. He wants to call the pitches. He's reading swings. He knows guys from playing in the league for a ton of years. So he's definitely more aggressive and wants to take control of the game. And he believes that he knows what pitch he wants to be called. And if you execute that pitch, he thinks that we should be able to get an out. So if you have that confidence in that catcher behind the plate, that's pretty amazing.
Marcus Stroman, our guest, Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. There's two types of guys that I've gotten to know in pro sports. One of the guys that really follow the standings and they're sort of geeky about it and they watch all the highlights, they could tell you who you guys are playing August 18th. The other guys, they seem to be more veterans or go like, I don't even know who we're playing in 2 days. Are you more one guy than the other? And I asked that just because this is such a race for the division and for the wild card. Are you checking out scoreboards? Are you sort of doing the math, thinking we're playing better, this team isn't, that kind of stuff?
To be honest, no. I mean, we're just focused on doing everything we can to go out there every game and get wins and win series. So I'm not really keeping an eye on everyone else's. I know that what our team is capable of, and we have a pretty special group here, and looking forward to getting some of the guys back and really going from there.
Marcus Stroman, our guest on Brady and Walker. You were from the New York area, and obviously we remember your first start at Yankee Stadium. That was a big moment, but here it is. It's Fenway. What does Fenway mean to you?
I actually pitched here back in Cape Cod. Cape Cod All-Star Game. It's an awesome place, awesome buzz to pitch in. Just the fans are pretty special, and it gets loud. So I'm definitely looking forward to pitching here. I have a bunch of family driving up to the game as well. So just another opportunity to get a win and to go out there and have some fun.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on this morning and wish you the best. You've been so fun to watch, and good luck, obviously, against the Red Sox and rolling into next week. Big series to come at home. We appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.